रीड वंस राइट. तस्य ऑफ हिम अपि हावा सटनली आत्मजस्य ऑफ हिज सन विप्रा द ब्राह्मण फादर ऑफ जड़ भरत मैड क्रेजी भरता पुत्र स्नेह अनुबद्ध मनाह वॉज ऑब्लाइज बाय अफेक्शन फॉर हिज सन आ सम आवर्तनात अंटिल द एंड ऑफ द ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम संस्कारान द प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस यथा उपदेशम एज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड इन द शास्त्रस विदधाना परफॉर्मिंग उपनीतस्य ऑफ वन हु हैज अ सीक्रेट थ्रेड च ऑल्सो पुनः अगेन शौच आचमना आदिन प्रैक्टिस ऑफ क्लिनलीनेस वॉशिंग ऑफ माउथ लेग्स एंड हैंड्स एक्सेट्रा कर्म नियमा द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रूटीन एक्टिविटीज अनभिप्रेतानपि ऑल्दो नॉट वॉन्टेड बाय जड़ भरत समशिक्षयात टॉट अनुशिष्टेन टॉट टू फॉलो द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स ही इंडीड भाव्यम शुड बी पितुः फ्रॉम द फादर पुत्रेण द सन इति दस ट्रांसलेशन द ब्राह्मणस फादर्स माइंड वॉज ऑलवेज फिल्ड विथ अफेक्शन फॉर हिज सन जड़ भरत भरत महाराज Therefore, he was always attached to Jada Bharat because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter the Grahastha ashram. He simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmacharya ashram. Although Jada Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport. Jada Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb, and blind. Actually, he was quite alert within. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahmana, Bharat Maharaj was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulative principles of fruitive activity. As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanushchitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam Bhagavatam 1.2.13 One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of the regulative principles of fruitive activity. Besides that, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, धर्मस्वनुष्ठित पुंसाम विश्वक्षेना कथासुय नोत्पादयेद् यदिरतिम श्रम एव हि केवलम ड्यूटीज धर्म एग्जीक्यूटेड बाय मैन रिगार्डलेस ऑफ ऑक्यूपेशन आर ओनली सो मच यूजेस लेबर इफ दे डू नॉट प्रोवोक अट्रैक्शन फॉर द मैसेज ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड भागवतम 1.2.8 These karmakanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulative principles of karmakanda. Sri Madhavendra Puri said, O regulative principles of karmakanda, please excuse me, I cannot follow all these regulative principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service. He expressed the desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karmakanda system, but because he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharya, the authority in chanting the holy name. As Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although his Brahmana father wanted him to do so. We'll also cover text 5. Sachapi tad uha pitrasan nidhav एवा साद्रिचीनाम इवस्म करोति चंदांसि अध्यपयिष्यन् सह व्याहृति बी सप्रणव शिरस्त्रिपदीं सावित्रीं ग्रहीष्मा वासंतिकान् मासान् अधियानम् अपि सम असमवेत रूपं ग्राहयाम आस सह ही जड़भरत च ऑल्सो अपि इंडीड तत् हुहा दैट विच वाज इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय हिज फादर पितृसन्निधौ इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ हिज फादर इवन असदृचीनामिव नॉट करेक्ट एज इफ ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग स्म करोति यूज टू परफॉर्म चंदामसी अध्यापयिष्यन् डिजायरिंग टू टीच हिम वैदिक मंत्रास ड्यूरिंग द मंथ्स बिगिनिंग विद श्रावण और ड्यूरिंग द पीरियड ऑफ चातुर्मास्य सह अलोंग विद व्याहृति बी द अटरेंस ऑफ द नेम्स ऑफ हेवनली प्लैनेट्स भू भुव स्व स प्रणव शिर एडेड बाय ओंकार त्रिपदीम थ्री फुटेड सावित्रीम द गायत्री मंत्र ग्रहीष्म वासंतिकान फॉर फोर मंथ्स इंक्लूडिंग बिगिनिंग विद चैत्र ऑन द फिफ्टींथ ऑफ मे मासान द मंथ्स अधियानम अपी ऑल्दो फुल्ली स्टडीइंग असमवेत रूपम इन इनकम्प्लीट फॉर्म ग्रायाम आस ही मेड हिम लर्न ट्रांसलेशन जड़भरत बिहेव बिफोर हिज फादर लाइक ए फूल Despite his father's adequately instructing him in Vedic knowledge, he behaved in that way so that his father would know that he was unfit for instruction and would abandon the attempt to instruct him further. He would behave in a completely opposite way. Although instructed to wash his hands after evacuating, he would wash them before. Nonetheless, his father wanted to give him Vedic instructions during the same spring and summer. He tried to teach him the Gayatri Mantra along with Omkara and Vyahriti. But after 4 months, his father still was not successful in instructing him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे The Brahmana's father's mind was always filled with affection for his son Jadabharat, Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Jadabharat. Because Jadabharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha Ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmacharya Ashram. Although Jadabharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Hare Krishna, my great fortune and blessings that I could come to Govardhanico village the board of Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Madan Mohan, Shri Giriraj ji, and this opportunity to speak some reflections on this beautiful episode of the supreme character of Jadabharat. And Jadabharat, the story is simultaneously hope-giving and also making us very alarmed about the dangers that can come on the path of bhakti, even at a very advanced stage. And as we know that Jadabharat is acting very weird in this section in this particular life, because he doesn't want to lose his connection with Krishna. He wants to ensure that his wiring is wired to Krishna, and because he is wired to Krishna, he is apparently weird to matter, material world. And this dichotomy is always there, that some people are wired to Maya and they are this, for them spiritual life seems weird, and those who are wired to Krishna, in the material world they seem weird, like the devotees. The way the devotees appear, it seems to be very weird phenomena, that they are wearing bed sheets around them, they have their hand in a cloth bag, but one of their fingers is coming out. They have their head shaven, but there is one ponytail coming out in the back. So even if you see people, there are many people who are bald in this world, but they're completely bald. But devotees, they're not fully bald, there is something that is the back. We are not fully inside. So these things seem weird, but because this is a culture to be wired to Krishna. And as it is said in the idiom in English, once bitten, twice shy. So Maharaj Bharat, because he was on the pathway back to Godhead Krishna, and somehow at the last moment, like this snakes and ladders game that we play, that there is a huge snake at the 99th square. And many times, how many of you played snakes and ladders? How many of you went consumed at the 99th step? So when once you are consumed at that 99th step, when you come to again to 80th, 90th, you're very careful that again that shouldn't come. So once bitten, twice shy. And Maharaj Bharat should say, twice bitten, thrice shy. That already two lives he has spent in spiritual consciousness, but he was not yet perfected. And there are some last traces that are still there. And just like, you know, when you broom a house, initial brooming for the gross things can be done without much attention. But if you have to, you know, remove the finer particles of dust, you have to pay very close attention. Else those finer particles will just, you know, escape here or there. Very soon, Gundicha Margin is going to come, the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, cleansing the temple of Lord Jagannath. And there we see how meticulous was Lord Chaitanya in cleaning the temple and showing us that how conscious, how attentive we should be in cleaning our hearts when we are chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. एंड सो देयरफॉर ही डजंट वांट टू गेट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड एट ऑल फ्रॉम द मटेरियल एल्यूरमेंट्स मटेरियल रेगुलेशंस विच आर फेवरेबल फॉर अ पर्सन टू नो प्रैक्टिस भक्ति. But at this stage of his consciousness, they are not that are favorable. Shri Prabhupada in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he mentions that on the path of bhakti, there are two stages, or the souls are called as Paragatma and Pratyagatma. The Paragatma devotee is one who is in the initial stages of bhakti and he has to engage his senses in this world in a Krishna conscious way to serve Krishna so that he becomes elevated in his consciousness. But then Prabhupada mentions that there is a stage called as Pratyagatma where you have elevated to such a stage where any more involvement with the senses is not going to help that person, it's going to entangle him. Therefore, he reduces his sensory involvement. He goes inward. And therefore, in the fifth chapter of the Gita also, Krishna mentions that how when we are engaged in the world outside without knowing the dangers, then we are trapped in the material realm. And this is in the fifth chapter. And towards the ending, Lord Krishna mentions, Yahi sansparshaja bhoga dukkha evaya evate adi antavantu konteya nate shuramate buddha. I think this is verse number 22, right? Yeah, 22, verse number 22. Where Krishna mentions that how when we interact with the senses thinking, oh, this is, I am going to use this in Krishna's service or I am going to enjoy this. If you don't know that potentially it can trap us, then that person becomes absorbed in it, involved in it, and he gets lost in that. Prabhupada gives this beautiful example of a monkey. The monkeys are very difficult to be caught. So what the hunter does is that he keeps some groundnuts. Groundnuts are very alluring. The monkeys really love groundnuts. So he keeps in a coconut shell. He makes a very little hole to the coconut shell, enough for the monkey's hand to go inside when it is closed. Like when ladies wear bangles, they close their hand so that the bangle can go inside. Enough hole so that the hand can go inside. But once the monkey sees those groundnut, those peanuts, and it catches hold of them, and then when it tries to bring those groundnuts out, the monkey is not able to bring that hand out because now it is in expanded form, and it struggles hard to bring that hand out, but it is not able to bring that hand. But it is so attracted by the peanuts that it's just not able to let go of the hand from the. Sometimes it releases the peanuts and brings it out, sees that is there any other trap. Apparently there is no other trap. What is catching it inside? He thinks there is someone who is catching it inside. There is nothing inside that is catching. Again it puts the hand, keeps. And the monk and the hunter is watching. And once the monkey is fully absorbed in trying to bring that hand out with full hand of peanuts, the hunter actually walks. And the monkey is seeing the hunter walking towards it, but it's thinking that, Abhi, just almost my hand has come out. That I can escape the hunter and I can have the peanuts. But the hunter comes, he throws the rope around the monkey and he traps it. So, foolishly, trapped in the material pleasures that all of us, that although we know that, that these things trap us, this death is coming and we will be used as a play toy by those things that are trapping us, still we are not able to come out of them. And this is what is called as myopic vision. That in vision there is called a myopia, where you can only see things that are close to you. You can't see things that are far. So in myopic vision, person has only clarity, he can only relate to what is around him, near to him. Something that is far, he either can't see it or it is too blurred. So he only focuses on what's right in front of him. So like that, conditioned souls, all of us, we have this myopic vision where we focus only on things that give us immediate pleasure. We forget that this myopic vision, this focus on just something that is immediately giving me pleasure, is making me lose on a bigger fraction of happiness. And Jada Bharat, in his previous life as Bharat Maharaj, he underwent that, he was gaining deep spiritual realization and ecstasy, but somehow his focus went on the deer. And when his focus went on to the deer, that's all that he started to relate in this world, that the deer became very dear to him. And the deer became very near to him. When we write letters, previous times we used to say, near and dear. So the deer became very near to him. And he left his body in that consciousness of remembering the deer. And in this particular story of Bharat Maharaj, these three lives, the many truths that Krishna speaks in the Gita, that we we see first-hand evidence. Usually it is said, the Bhagavad Gita is like the law courts and the Bhagavatam is like the law case studies. The principles are given in the Bhagavad Gita and the stories confirming those historic evidences. Because if you don't quote historic evidence for a rule, then the case is not that strong. Say for the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, we understand from the stories of the Bhagavatam. And in this particular story, the many principles that come out. One is yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajanti ante kalevaram, that whatever state of consciousness one is in at the end of his life, that kind of body one assumes. So because Bharat Maharaj was thinking of the deer so much, and because of that he got the body of a deer in his next life. And because he was on the spiritual path, therefore it was not just a deer's body, but it was a deer's body with past life memory, that remembrance of his last life, and how, where all he made mistakes. Therefore, as a deer, he was very conscious not to get entrapped by any more allurements. Because deers, their weakest sense is hearing. Deers are trapped, just like monkeys are trapped with peanuts, deers are trapped by nice music. The hunter, he plays beautiful music, and the deers become so enchanted by the music that is played by the deer that they come searching for the where is the music coming, or they just get stalled hearing the music. And then the hunter comes and he traps the deer. And as you know, deers, they also are very good at copulation, at giving progeny. And therefore, whenever you, if you go to Gokul, on the way to Gokul where there is Raman Reti, near Raman Reti there is a whole deer park. And the deers, they multiply much faster than any other animal species. And if you see, if you go there, you see thousands of deers. And that was one of the reasons why, kings, kshatriyas in the previous times used to hunt deers. One was because they are so fast, so agile, it used to give them very good practice of hunting. And usually in forest, because they are the most populated, so they can be found anywhere, easy to find them. And also by killing these deers, not for flesh eating, not for other things, the population was under control. So, but as deer, Bharat Maharaj didn't get into any of these things, neither by musical allurements. And to safeguard himself, he went to the ashram of Pulastya Muni. Pulastya Muni's ashram is currently in Nepal. Earlier it was all Bharat Varsha. But in Nepal, near the Gandaki River, Pulastya Muni's ashram is there. And that's also the place where Bharat Maharaj had practiced his austerities on the bank of Gandaki River. And if you go even now, that exact place is there where the deer tried to jump, and Bharat Maharaj's cave is there from where he watched the deer jumping. And still it's still like a forest area. You can envision through your mind how that pastime might have happened in this lone jungle, and by that fawn, that small little deer, how seeing its helplessness, Bharat Maharaj might have got attracted, became compassionate, and he got trapped. And few yards, few meters away is the mountain where Pulastya Muni practiced, his ashram was there. So he was born in the same area, same vicinity. We also hear this Prabhupada telling that, if somebody is attached to their house, their bungalow, their property, then they are born usually in that area, that tract of land. So he was born there, but he found that there are these sages. So mind you, that Pulastya Muni's ashram was very close by to where Bharat Maharaj was practicing his bhakti previously. But still he chose to isolate himself from the association of devotees. It was not that association was not available. Many times we say this, that Bharat Maharaj, when he was getting deviated by attraction to this deer, taking care of the deer, if there was association, he could have been saved. But physically, if you go and see, association was there very close by. But he chose to not take benefit of the association. Sometimes it may happen even in temples, ISKCON temples, Govardhan Eco Village, where association is there, satsang is happening. What we may think, I am better off doing nirjan bhajan, isolated chanting, isolated reading, which is needed for self-reflections. There is an aspect called as swadhyaya, where you focus on self-reflection and study, which is important. But it has to also have balance of taking help of devotees, association of devotees, which he undermined, which he didn't find the importance of that. I remember when I was studying initial years of my bhakti, I got connected to Juhu temple when I was studying at IIT Bombay. And there, I attended a few courses and they told me to chant. And in my enthusiasm, everybody was telling a particular number how much you will chant. And I said, I'll chant 6 rounds. Day one started with 6. But when I went back to the college campus, I was finding it difficult to chant 6 rounds every day. And Juhu temple was so far off. And it happened to be that the neighbor, my neighbor was a devotee, turned out to be a devotee. But I thought, why do I need to mix with someone else? I have Bhagavad Gita, I have beads, I can practice bhakti alone. And my neighbor was Chaitanya Rupa Prabhu. H7, 168 room number and 169. IIT, hostel 7. But for quite few, many months, I thought I don't need association. Because I haven't read books and I had a bad experience with association in terms of people in general. In my 10th class, there were many friends that were with me. And even till the last day of the exam, I was helping them and forgot to help myself. And I had lost many marks. So in 11th and 12th, I used to study all by myself. That if you go with friends, then you lose a lot of time. They waste a lot of time either in chit-chatting here and there or in just, getting help. You help them, but you lose time on yourself. So in the first year, I thought, bhakti is also like that they'll take advantage of you and you will be at loss. But slowly somehow Krishna gave me the sense. And how did that sense come? By having prasad. Once in those days, regular follow-up used to happen. If the devotee was not there in the room, then they used to leave a prasadam packet at the lock with a note that, Prabhu, we came to your room to chant with you, but you are not there. So one fine day, I saw that there was this note. And more than the note, there was the prasadam. And devotees like Gopinath Chandra Prabhu, Radhika Vallabh used to come to catch us, to make us chant. So I got attracted to those prasad. And although it was not meant for me, it was meant for Chaitanya Rupa Prabhu. I took and ate it. Prasad hai. And somehow slowly, stealing that prasad and eating. Slowly, somehow I felt a need that I need to choose to be in the association. Association will always be available if we want to. Therefore they say, you'll never get time to chant or time to... You will need to make time. We may not have time, if you see apparently, but we make time. same way we have to make a point, make it a point to associate with devotees for our spiritual development, to gauge our spiritual progress. And Bharat Maharaj, as deer, he chose to be with the sadhus, be with the sages, and learn all the scriptures in the body of a deer. And in this, he didn't want to be in the myopic vision. There is a nice saying in English that said, missing the forest for the trees. Or, no, beating in the bush and missing the garden. That missing the forest for the trees means that sometimes, you know, you are so attracted or just busy with one tree that you forget that there is a whole forest around you. And with one particular, say, family or a desire or an object, we waste so much of our time, so much of our energy, not realizing that I am missing the entire bigger picture of perfecting my life and not wasting in just, you know, some little aspect where I drain my energy. And Bharat Maharaj in his life, he was acting dumb. There's one book called as, in English called as, Stay Hungry, Stay Foolish. And in this book, I don't know what is the purport of the book, I haven't read it, but he apparently was staying foolish in the world outside because he didn't want to minimize or reduce his desire for achieving Krishna. Because many times what happens is our social satisfaction, our social praise or things that we get in society around us minimizes our spiritual quest. One nice devotee says that we replace spiritual hunger with social feed, with social satisfaction. That when we get praise in association, when we get praise, when we are scholar, when we are reciting, when we get people, followers, that time we forget our own journey, thinking that, hey, I am getting all this, so I am advancing. And that, you know, that knowing that we are actually a loner, you know, wanting to achieve Krishna, a sadhaka aspect is removed. So, Jadar Bharat, although he was highly learned, highly advanced, he was not exhibiting. He was apparently looking foolish, stay foolish, because he didn't want his hunger to be minimized, like it happened in other lives. And his father, he was very concerned about this. And he tried to teach him. And we herein we see that, you know, Jadar Bharat was unfit to enter Grihastha Ashram. So, usually in current, you know, equation or understanding is that if somebody is not fit to be a brahmachari, then he becomes a Grihastha. But herein, because he was not fit for being a Grihastha, he remained a brahmachari. Or he was not passed out. So each one requires a particular qualification, and one needs to be properly trained in that ashram. And because Jadar Bharat was not physically taking responsibility for either for his life or whatever response was given to him, therefore it was considered that he was unfit for Grihastha ashram. And there is a particular ceremony, nowadays we call it as convocation ceremony. So, after the end of brahmacharya life, there is a samvartana ceremony, which is the official ending of the grahastha ashram. It is like, you know, he moves on, like a convocation happens, he moves on to do a job. So, at the end of brahmacharya life, there is a samvartana, that's where Guru Dakshana is offered. And here in this, the same word is used, asama vartanat, that he was not eligible for that passing out ceremony, that samskara. Therefore, he only till brahmacharya he was allowed the samskaras, and after that later samskaras he was not given. And in this purport, Prabhupada mentions that how the duties and regulations that are there in this world are only there so that we develop our attraction for Krishna. And if our attraction for Krishna is being minimized by those very duties, then it is not healthy. There is a healthy way in which we perform our duties, and there is a unhealthy way in which we get absorbed. And therefore this verse, dharma swanushchita pumsam vishvakseno katasya. Gaurampu quotes this verse many times. Nehayat karma dharmaya. That one's karma should be done in such a way that his dharma, his duty, his spiritual duties are supported. His sadhana is supported. His work should support his sadhana. Nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate. But his sadhana, how does one know his sadhana, his spiritual practices are proper? If they are not producing in him viraga, a dispassion for material things. Na viragaya kalpate. If they are not producing detachment, and that such detachment, is it dry? Because even just like I said, attachment can be a myopia where you get fixated on that particular object or that particular person as, if I please this person, then my life is successful. Even detachment can become a myopia where you just fix yourself on detaching and forget the real goal is na tirtha pada sevaya, that you actually have to serve a great soul, a devotee or Lord Krishna. And if your detachment is not helping you to become more and more busy, more and more absorbed in serving devotees, then even such detachment is futile. Therefore, notpadaye yadi ratim. If it is not utpada, if it is not generating attraction to serve devotees, an eagerness to serve devotees, enthusiasm to serve devotees, then such a endeavor, such a work, such a dharma is actually shrama evahi kevalam. It is therefore we take lessons from Bharat Maharaj. Definitely we're not qualified to act like Jada Bharat, where we don't follow the regulations of scriptures. Like he didn't take bath after he went to nature's call. He first took bath, then he went to nature's call, which is the opposite. And the whole purpose of having a pure body is so that our mind can be fixed on Krishna. With an impure mind or body, it becomes difficult for us to focus on Krishna. Therefore, it is called as aropita bhakti, that these practices of cleanliness, they help us to practice bhakti. Although in themselves they are not bhakti, they are aropita bhakti, they are connected to Krishna, they are connected to bhakti, they help us in bhakti, therefore they also become bhakti. But if we immaturely give up prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshubhi parityago phalgo vairagyam katyate, that if someone gives up something that can be potentially help him to practice bhakti, if someone gives up that, but his mind is still absorbed, like tomorrow is Ekadashi. The whole purpose is so that we think of Krishna. And for that, we are so busy. Recently there was a match that got delayed because of rains. And the match that was supposed to start at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, it started at 12 o'clock in the night. 12 baje raat ko chalu hua. And all the crowd, people, they didn't go. They stayed in the rain in the stadium because it was some final. and the online viewership at night 2 o'clock for this match was 3 crores. History in the in streaming, that 3 crore people at night 2 o'clock in India were awake because they were eager to watch this match. So when someone is eager, he is willing to forego his food, because for 1 lakh people to have them dinner, it's they all fasted. Many, many people actually were sleeping in the train stations because it was delayed by a day, because there was that eagerness. So out of that eagerness, they were doing all fasting, not sleeping. So Ekadashi is day where we are eager to chant, eager to so think of Krishna more, and out a byproduct of this, that is fasting. That fasting will help, that no cooking, no eating, no clearings of stomach, cleaning. So a lot of time is saved. But if someone is fasting, but he is constantly thinking, when will the paran time come? What is there in Rajbhog? So then the whole purpose is defeated. So the purpose of life is to develop attraction for Krishna. It is neither attachment nor detachment. Whatever is anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjana. Whatever helps us to remember Krishna better. And Jada Bharat, knowing that he has this weakness, and accordingly he took this step, which is good. Of course, later by Krishna's will, his greatness was revealed by the story of Maharaj Raghuna interrupting him and questioning him. And that time we get to hear the gems of wisdom. And Jada Bharat's gem of wisdom, which he speaks later, is that if you want to control the mind, there's only one sutra. And that sutra is, as one devotee says, Om Ignoraya Namah. Neglect. Don't give much weightage to what's happening in the mind. This desire, that desire. Because if you give weightage, it will grow more. So that is one gem of a wisdom which Jada Bharat gives at the towards the later aspects. That neglect what the cravings of the mind and just focus on what is important. And so this pastime is very hope-giving, because no matter where you trip, Krishna will always give us next chance to again rectify ourselves. At the same time, we are very careful that the sense objects, the things in this world, can trap us in the name of passion or compassion. In the name of saving someone else, we may lose our own focus on bhakti. As it is said, with Narasimha Deva pastime, we say, operation successful, patient died. But in preaching or in trying to help others, operation successful, doctor died. That the preacher himself, he loses his spiritual focus, and he depends on the name, fame that comes from the followers. And he, no, in the name of helping them, he forgets to chant sincerely, forgets to depend sincerely. And which Bharat Maharaj is showing us that, yes, we need to Sarva Bhuta Hite Rata. Krishna says in the 5th chapter that it is not that a great soul is not merciful to others. लभन्ते ब्रह्म निर्वाणम ऋषया क्षीण कल्मष छिन्न द्वैध यतात्माना सर्वभूत हिते रत. ए ग्रेट सोल इज ऑलवेज वर्किंग हार्ड टू हेल्प अदर्स, बट ही डजंट फॉरगेट हिज फोकस. लभन्ते ब्रह्म निर्वाणम, दैट ही हैज टू अचीव हिज गोल. एज वन डिवोटी सेज, वी शुड नॉट बी लाइक द ग्राउंड फोर्स दैट इज हेल्पिंग एवरी वन टू कैच द फ्लाइट, but he remains at the terminal. We should be like the air force that is actually helping, taking everyone back to Godhead, and we are also going back to Godhead. Okay? So I'll stop here. Sorry for going over time. And if any corrections, Adhikesh Prabhu, whatever is discussed, please add. Else we'll stop here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.